Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 1, Week 6, Christ as the Word of God. Monday, Related Verses, John 1, verses 1 and 51. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 51, and he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Psalms 90, verses 1 through 2. O Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, and before you gave birth to the earth and the world, indeed, from eternity to eternity, you are God. Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. John 8, verses 58 and 28. Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham came into being, I am. Verse 28. Jesus therefore said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and that I do nothing from myself. But as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. John 1, verse 18. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Related reading. The Word of God, the first crystal in the Gospel of John, refers to Christ, the only begotten Son of God, as a definition, explanation, and expression of God. John unveils Christ as a great I am, self-existing and ever-existing. Everything other than Christ is vanity of vanities. Only he is the reality, the I am, the one who is. Christ is the one who is eternal without beginning or ending. John 1 is the introduction to the whole Gospel of John, and the main stress of this introduction is that Christ is the Word of God, the definition, explanation, and expression of the mysterious and invisible God. It refers to Christ and the five greatest events in the history of the universe. John 1 verse 1 refers to eternity in the past, for the beginning denotes eternity in the past. Verse 51 refers to eternity in the future, for when the Lord told Nathanael that he would see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man, he was not speaking about the present, but about eternity in the future. If we put together these two sections of eternity, we have the whole of eternity. An eternity past Christ, as a Word, was with God and was God. And in eternity past, he was only God and only had divinity. Since the Word had not yet been incarnated, he was not a man and had no humanity. In eternity future, Christ will not only be God, but also man. He will not only be the Son of God, but also the Son of Man. In eternity past, he was God, solely and merely divine, having no humanity. However, in eternity future, he will be God and man, the Son of God and the Son of Man, both divine and human, having divinity as well as humanity. He will have two natures, two essences, and two substances, divinity and humanity. How can God, who had no humanity in eternity past, have humanity in eternity future as his dwelling place? Between these two sections of eternity is a bridge of time. In eternity past, God planned and purposed, but he did not do anything. In eternity future, God will not do anything. He will simply enjoy his finished work. In eternity past, he planned, and in eternity future, he will enjoy. Everything that God needs to accomplish, he accomplishes on the bridge of time. God is driving the car of his economy from the first section of eternity through the bridge of time into the last section of eternity. By driving his car across bridge of time, all the necessary work is completed. Once God has traveled from eternity past through the bridge of time and into eternity future, he will declare finished. We can remember these five great historical events with five words: creation, incarnation, Lamb, Spirit, and ladder. John 1 begins with Christ as a word and ends with him as the ladder. Christ as a word speaks through the creation, through the incarnation, through his becoming the Lamb, through his becoming the Spirit, and through his being the ladder. In order to have a ladder, there is the need of a base, and the base for Christ to be the heavenly ladder is the house of God, Bethel. The reality of Bethel is the church, and then the body of Christ and the New Jerusalem. In all these five universal historical events, Christ, the Word of God, as 1, the Creator and creation, 2, the Man and incarnation, 3, the Lamb in redemption, 4, the Spirit in transformation, 5, the ladder in joining earth to heaven, defines, explains, and expresses the invisible God.